an unfortunate auto accident. I'm Melissa Patrick. Last night at 6.04 p.m., the OSP Worcester Post was called to the scene of a single vehicle crash on County Road 70, Doylestown Road, just east of State Route 57 near the city of Rittman in Wayne County. The reportee indicated the vehicle struck a tree and the single occupant seated in the driver's seat did not respond to the attempts to rouse them. Emergency medical personnel and troopers were dispatched to the scene. The investigation revealed a Kia Soul was headed east on County Road 70 when it gradually drifted off the left side of the road where the road curved slightly to the right. The vehicle traveled over 230 feet through a yard where it came to rest under a pine tree. The owner of the vehicle was found deceased in the driver's seat. She was identified as Rebecca J. Bishop, 81, from Rittman. Troopers were assisted on the scene by the Wayne County Sheriff's Office, Rittman Police, Chippewa EMS, the Wayne County Coroner's Office, and Bears Towing. Bishop's condition prior to the crash and her death remains under investigation, but natural causes are suspected. A current Enterprise Zone agreement has an assignment and assumption agreement approval. At the last Holmes County Commissioners meeting of February, before the commissioners was a resolution approving an assignment and assumption of an Enterprise Zone agreement, and Holmes County Economic Development Director Mark Leininger says that this is in regards to a current agreement with Jacob and Levi's under the holding company SC Terra Firma LTD from September 16th of 2019, and per the terms, remains active until December 31st, 2029.
It provides for a 10%, 50% real estate tax reduction for a period of 10 years. So the term will expire end of 2029. And the agreement was approved in connection with a facility expansion project. This wasn't the construction of the original Jacob and Levi's facility, but they added 12,000 square feet in 2019. And so this agreement pertains to that addition.
Leininger says that Century Components owns the facility on the neighboring parcel, and they are growing, and approached Jacob and Levi's about buying the facility.
And it turns out it was fortuitous timing because Scott is ready to retire. And so they worked out a deal whereby Century will lease the facility from Scott's holding company, SC Terra Firma, for a period of 4 years, and then they have an option to purchase it.
He says that Century needs space to do millwork, which is the first part of their cabinetry production process, and that's what they intend to do at this facility. Leininger says that Century is interested in keeping the Enterprise Zone agreement with Jacob and Levi's in place.
They're aware of the commitments and obligations outlined in the Enterprise Zone agreement, namely the creation and retention of jobs, completing annual reports to the Tax Incentive Review Council to help ensure compliance with those terms. And so they're seeking approval of this assignment and assumption to enable that agreement to remain in place.
Leininger says that Century is growing, and this is a good example of businesses on adjacent properties being able to combine for the good.
Here's a business owner who has reached the stage in life where he wants to throttle back. And what do you do? Well, it works out because he built that facility. He took that risk. It's there. And now the neighboring company that's growing and they're on an upward trajectory can move in and keep that momentum going.
Commissioner Dave Hall would clarify that nothing is changing about the agreement aside from who it's with, and Leininger says that that was the case and that Century will continue to file the reports so the County and Tax Incentive Review Council, or TURC, will know. Commissioner Hall and Commissioner Eric Strauss would approve the assignment and assumption, with Commissioner Joe Miller being absent. After the commissioners, it will go before the TURC and the Township Trustees. The Holmes County Sheriff reported for yesterday and Saturday one accident, 18 incidents, and these two arrests: Carrie Marie George of Millersburg, who's arrested and charged with theft, and Jennifer Rose Maurer of Big Prairie, who's arrested and charged with failure to appear warrant. The Millersburg Police Department reported for February 23rd through March 1st, 5 accidents and 42 incidents. New SNAP work requirements started yesterday for millions of Americans. Starting this month, those who rely on federal food assistance will need to show they're working, volunteering, or participating in job training to keep their benefits. Recipients must complete at least 80 hours of work activities each month or risk losing benefits after 3 months. The new rules affect adults up to age 64. In recognition of the importance of agriculture to the state, Ohio Governor Mike DeWine and Lieutenant Governor Jim Tressel issued a proclamation declaring March as Ohio Agriculture Month. The statewide celebration, led by the Ohio Department of Agriculture, ODA, is meant to recognize the farmers, agribusinesses, and food producers who power Ohio's economy and feed communities at home and around the world. Governor DeWine says that as we begin Ohio Agriculture Month, they're proud to showcase the 74,000 farms and the people who work hard every day to keep our agriculture industry strong. He says that Ohio farmers feed our families, power our economy, and strengthen our communities, and they thank them for their dedication to serving Ohioans every day. Stats show food and agriculture is a $124 billion industry in the state, employing 1 out of 8 people. Our state is home to approximately 74,000 farms covering 13 million acres. Ohio farmers help provide Ohioans with nutritious local products. Ohio ranks, out of all 50 states, number 1 in Swiss cheese with 155 million pounds, number 2 in eggs at 11.8 billion, number 5 in soybeans with 281.9 million bushels, number 7 in corn with 594.6 million bushels, number 8 in maple syrup with 96,000 gallons, number 8 in hog inventory with 2.7 million head, number 10 in turkey inventory with 6.1 million head, number 10 in winter wheat with 36.7 million bushels, number 10 in beef farms with 15,601 farms, number 11 in sheep and lamb inventory with 125,000 head, and number 12 in milk production with 5.5 billion pounds. Throughout March, Director Baldridge will travel across Ohio visiting with farmers, business leaders, elected officials, and youth to highlight the diversity and impact of Ohio's agriculture industry. Ohioans are encouraged to participate by supporting local farmers, purchasing Ohio-grown products, and learning more about the industry that touches every Ohioan each day. For more information on Ohio Agriculture Month, please visit agri.ohio.gov/agmonth. A construction worker in Columbus was killed early Saturday morning after someone drove through a work zone. It happened on I-70 westbound just after 2 a.m. Columbus police say a driver was going west on I-70 near 315 when they drove into the construction zone. Police add the driver swerved to the right, hitting a worker and a generator. That man then kept going. The worker died there shortly after it happened, and according to ODOT, the worker was not from the state's department. If you have any information, you're asked to call the Columbus Police or Central Ohio Crime Stoppers. Over 700 jobs in Northwest Ohio have been eliminated after the parent company has gone bankrupt. First Brands Group will close 2 Northwest Ohio plants in Seneca and Wood counties, putting more than 700 people out of work. The group will shut down its TMD facility in Tiffin, cutting just over 400 jobs. It also closed its TMD plant in Bowling Green, eliminating just over 300 jobs. Both plants will close on April 30th. First Brands is based in Cleveland and is now in Chapter 11 bankruptcy. Federal prosecutors say First Brands Group's former CEO and another executive used fake invoices and hidden debt to defraud lenders out of millions, driving the company into bankruptcy and now facing federal charges. And finally, Scream is still making a killing. 30 years after the original slasher movie opened in theaters, Scream 7 debuted with a franchise best $64.1 million, according to studio estimates yesterday. The bigger than expected opening is a win for Paramount, which on Friday announced its acquisition of Warner Brothers Discovery. In a so far sluggish 2026 at the box office, Scream 7 managed the best debut of the year, easily displacing last weekend's champ, the Stephen Curry-produced animated film GOAT from Sony Pictures. GOAT dropped to second place with $12 million in its third weekend. I'm Melissa Patrick for WKLM.